This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing all right. So talk about what things have been happening for you in Salem.
Well, it's certainly gotten a lot busier. So we have 96 days roughly left in session. And so we've gotten past the point of introduction of new bills. So we're basically, we're at the point where the bills we have are the ones that are being heard. And of course, they go from there to work session. There are a ton of things coming up over the next couple of weeks. Some of them, actually one of them was last night. There was the abortion gender affirming care bill, which is House Bill 2002, which was, I don't think I've ever seen that many people in the Capitol so far. It was quite a long list of testimony and protests and what have you. So from here on out, I think it's going to be all work, and some of the bills are not going to be much fun.
And what about things that you are focused on legislatively?
Well, right now, my big focus is turning toward the gun bills. We have next week, we're hearing some gun bills that are not in line with my beliefs, of course. House Bill 2005 would punish the manufacturing, sales of possession, or undetectable firearms. So the ghost gun bill is basically what it does. It bans the ghost guns to have serial numbers on them. That one's going to be pretty controversial. House Bill 2006 is going to increase the legal age to 21 from 18 to be able to purchase a firearm. There's some exceptions that are in there for firearms for hunting. But nonetheless, it puts restrictions on age limit. And then House Bill 2007 would allow cities and counties to restrict those who have concealed carry permits from being able to carry inside city or county property buildings. That is, again, all three of those bills are very, very heavily against my grain. And I think they're, for the most part, Douglas County is would oppose those. And that's going to be my fight. We're starting testimony on it this week, and we'll be submitting some stuff not only for testimony, but onto our social media site as well.
So what do you feel your chances are in stopping these?
You know, right now, obviously we're still in the minority, but I think that the best that we can do at this point would be to obviously fight them, and we will. I'm sure you'll get a consensus vote of all the Republicans against this, but I think our best bet's going to be to try to amend them to make them less damaging, and then vote no, which flags the bill, which ends up in the Senate. If it gets through the House floor, of course, right now we're just in the hearing phase, but if it gets to the House floor and it gets a yes vote, then it goes to the Senate. And with a lot of no votes from the House, the Senate has to really take up the bill and look and just kind of figure out the meat of it, and they will try to amend it as well as it goes that way. So it's kind of a two-stage fight, and all we can do is fight.
And what about other projects that you're working on?
Yeah, I have a bill actually in right now with David Brock-Smith. We're kind of a combined bill, and it basically goes back to the DEQ and says somebody files a complaint that people are dumping in the river locally, not necessarily locally, but dumping in the river, period, and or human waste in the river, needles, et cetera, which is one of the problems we're having right now with some of the homeless camps. If a person files a complaint with the DEQ would be forced to respond to the complaint and clean up the damage as well as move the person that's doing the damage to the river and or fines, of course. And so that's one of the things that we're kind of working on. There's also some other bills that we're really watching, trying to fight. There's a death with dignity bill that's coming up. I believe actually it's on the House floor today, House Bill 2279. And we're going to be fighting that. That basically will allow people from other states to come to Oregon to do their Death with Dignity Act, and doesn't require people to live here. So there's some pretty crazy stuff going through. We're watching it. We're fighting it. We're doing everything we can to come back against it.
Let's come back to the legislation with David Brock-Smith. Now, you've spent a lot of time on the Planning Commission in the past, and obviously the issue of protecting rivers and streams is one that you've followed for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need to do that. We need to protect our local waterways for the fish, if nothing else, but also for the enjoyment of the people who live and use them and recreate on them. And right now, our homeless problem that we have is really causing a lot of damage, not only to our cities and localities, but it's also causing a lot of damage to the environment. And you know, it's not safe to take your kids to the river when they're going to step on a needle potentially that's been used by somebody that to do drugs down there. The bills that we're chasing would actually force the state to do something about it, and it's time the state did something about it. You know, unfortunately, we did hear some bills last week that I voted no on, the 5019 bill, which was the housing package, which allocated about $200 million to go toward basically homeless shelters, new ones, and basically giving away a lot, not much return. So, you know, my focus is to try to find out what the problem is and fight the problem. We need to spend money on drug abuse solutions and addiction solutions, and that's where I think the state needs to spend its time.
All right, we are out of time, speaking of time, for now, but there's a check-in with State Representative Virgil Osborne from Salem. Thanks for being on today.
Well, thank you. Have a great week.
8:39 at the Morning Report.